Veterans, are you planning to file a VA disability claim? Get ready for a better way to file. The Decision Ready Claim Program gets you a decision within 30 days after it's submitted. That's just 30 days for the benefits and services you've earned. Talk to your accredited representative or go to www.benefits.va.gov/DRC to learn more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
It will be Jonesboro's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 9-5. Jonesboro coached by Jody Christenberry. A lot of our local listeners may know that name. She used to be Jody Davis. She is actually an alumnus of Flippin High School. She was quite the gym rat from what I was told by Lou Wood, who coached her at Flippin. Lou Wood, of course, the husband of Mountain Home kindergarten principal Janet Wood. All right, so we're back underway. Ball goes to Dooley. She drills out to the right wing. Her pass knocked away, stolen by Peyton Husky. Back comes Mountain Home. Husky will set the offense, throw it to Emma Martin for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the night. Off Jonesboro's second turnover of the evening. 9-8, Lady Hurricane leading it. Here's Mitchell with it on the right side. Gives it there to Dooley on the wing. Dooley dribbles up between the circles. Throws over to Salary on the right. Now gives it to Sonny Martin near the corner. Now to Dooley. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 7:18 left of the first half. Mount Holmes gets the ball back with an opportunity to take their second lead of the evening. Here's Husky into the front court for Mount Holmes. Drills toward the right side. Gives it there to Emma Martin. She drills up top. Finds Husky in the left corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Now kicks it back up top to Emma Martin. She's going to go into the lane. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Ball's knocked around. And a jump ball is going to be called. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 6:54 left of the half. 9-8 Jonesboro leading it. As Yates will inbound it on the near sideline. Right beside the Jonesboro bench. Gets into Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert will drill up between the circles and set up the play. Throws over on the right side to Husky. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Gives it there to Husky. Now Husky dribbles inside the perimeter. And now she's going to be tied up. And that will be Jonesboro getting the ball back on the possession arrow. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home with 6:36 left of the first half. Jonesboro gets it back with a one-point advantage. Ball goes in the front of the court to Dooley on the left wing, down to Jackson in the corner. Now up top to Sonny Martin. She's going to pull up at the left elbow for the jumper. Good. Sonny Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 11-8. Jonesboro leading it. 6:19 left of the half. Emma Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right side. Now is going into the corner, going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Addison Yates with the offensive rebound and the putback. Good. Addison Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 11-10, Jonesboro leading it. And back the other way, Peyton Husky trying to go for the steal. A little too much contact there on Sonny Martin. So Peyton Husky is going to pick up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bombers. Destiny Salary and Chassie Jackson checking out of the game, being replaced by Kiana Hardaway, and I believe also Tamia Clark. Here's Mitchell into the front court. Less than 6 minutes left of the half. Mitchell drills to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound controlled by Addison Yates, and mounts home with another chance to take the lead back. Husky gets it, brings it into the front court, drills to the right wing. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Thought about the three, now kicks it to Yates. Over to Emma Martin on the left wing. She'll throw it up top to Husky. 11-10, Jonesboro leading. Here's Foreman with it at the free throw line. Now gives it to Martin. Martin's going to drill down into the lane. Going up for the layup, no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Kayla Mitchell, her first personal foul, team foul number two against Jonesboro. So 5:19 left in the first half. Emma Martin will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. Make it four as she hits the first one here. And if she gets the next one, Mantone will take the lead back. Emma Martin's second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 5 points. Destiny Salary checking in for Jonesboro, replacing Sonny Martin. Third lead change of the evening. Comes with 5:19 left of the half. 12-11, Mountain Home on top. Kayla Mitchell into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Hardaway. Down in the corner it goes to Dooley. She drills out to the wing. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper. Her foot was on the line, so that will be a two. Good. Brooklyn Dooley with her first 2 points of the night. And another lead change as Jonesboro goes back on top, 13-12. Less than 5 minutes left of the half. Emma Martin setting up the offensive play for Mountain Home. She'll dribble to the right wing. She's going to pull up for another jumper. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Kiana Hardaway. Back comes Jonesboro. She'll throw it to Salary, who brings it into the front court. She's going to pull up for another jumper. That one hits the backboard, and that's it. A rebound controlled by Husky. Her pass is knocked away, stolen by the Lady Hurricane. Six turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Salary with it in the left corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now gives it to Dooley. Dooley's going to go into the lane, pull up for the leaning jumper. No good. Anna Grace Foreman gets the rebound. Almost another turnover in the backcourt, but Mountain Home is able to secure it. Here's Emma Martin with it on the right side. Finds Foreman on the low block. Puts the shot up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 5 points. Fifth lead change of the night as Mountain Home's back on top, 14-13. Here's Mitchell back the other way. Throws it over to Clark in the right corner. Her three-pointer in and out. No good. The rebound controlled by Foreman. And back come the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin with it on the right wing. Throws it there to Husky. She's going to put up the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Boy, these are some soft rims. The rebound is controlled by Destiny Salary. And back comes Jonesboro. Now Mitchell has it. Throws over to Dooley on the left side. Almost lost the handle of the ball, but is able to keep it. Now Mitchell has it there on the wing. Mitchell dribbles to the toward the free throw line. Goes inside the lane. Now back a little more to the top. 3:20 left out of the half. 14-13, Mountain Home leading it. Ball goes over to Dooley on the right side. She's going to drill toward the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And offensive rebound for Mitchell. She goes back up with a shot. Was blocked by Gilbert. Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here's Husky into the front court. Throws it to Gilbert near the left corner, down to Yates on the low block. Finds Foreman cutting for the layup. Oh, they're going to wave it off. Said she shuffled her feet too much. Travel against Mountain Home. Seventh turnover of the night. Aston Yates is going to check out the game, being replaced by Kyra Penn. Chassie Jackson checking back in for Jonesboro as Kayla Mitchell takes a seat. Less than 3 minutes left of the first half. Mountain Home leading 14-13. Here's Salary with the ball on the left wing for Jonesboro. She'll take the screen, dribble up to the top. Now her pass knocked away by Emma Martin. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good heads-up play by Martin. It will be Jonesboro's basketball on the baseline with 2:45 left of the half. Sonny Martin will trigger the inbound pass. She just checked back in as well. And she gets it into Clark in the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Throws it near the top to Salary. Salary going down towards the lane. Now she's going to be called for the travel. Third turnover against the Lady Hurricane with 2:39 left of the half. As Mountain Home gets it back with a one-point lead. Emma Martin will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Now she'll give it to Husky, who will set the offense. Husky drills toward the left wing. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Goes back up to the top. Now goes down into the lane. Kicks out to Kate Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert drills up to the top. Now goes into the lane for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Salary. And back comes Jonesboro. She'll throw it into the front court to Sonny Martin. She has it on the left wing. Down the corner goes to Jackson. Now on the low block to Hardaway. Going up for the reverse layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up for another reverse layup. And good. Kiana Hardaway with her first 2 points of the night. Sixth lead change of the evening. Jonesboro on top 15-14 with 1:52 left of the half. Emma Martin into the lane. Now it kicks out to Husky near the left corner. She takes a screen from a pin. Pulls up in the lane. Now gets there in the paint to Foreman for her turnaround jumper off the glass and in. 7 points for Foreman, and Mountain Home goes back on top 16-15. Seven lead changes in this game. One tie so far. Minute and a half left of the first half. Here is Clark with it on the right wing. Down to Salary in the low block. Her jumper no good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. So 1:25 left to play in the first half as Destiny Salary be at the free throw line for the first time tonight with a chance to give Jonesboro the lead right back. Salary has 7 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. Kayla Mitchell checking back in for Jonesboro, replacing Tamia Clark. One more free throw for Salary. Second shot for Salary is up. She gets both. She now has 9 points, and that is the eighth lead change of the night. Jonesboro back on top, 17-16, 1:25 left of the half. Gilbert with it. It's a full court man for Jonesboro. Gilbert does get it across the timeline. Now throws it to Emma Martin, being guarded by Sonny Martin. Now back up top to Gilbert. Throws it to Foreman in, down in the paint. Goes up for the turnaround jumper. She's called for another travel. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Three so far against Jonesboro tonight. Lower men left of the half. Jonesboro with the ball back, leading 17-16. Mitchell into the front court. Now Mitchell's going down into lane for a layup. Shot was blocked by Kate Gilbert, and Mountain Home comes up with the ball. Here's Gilbert in, walking the ball into the front court. Throws it to Penn on the left side. Back to Gilbert. Now top to Martin. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the half. 36 seconds left. Here's Emma Martin dribbling to the left side. Her pass was knocked away, stolen by Salary. Salary back the other way, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Destiny Salary in double figures with 11 points. Mountain Home's ninth turnover of the night. 19-16, Lady Hurricane leading it. 20 seconds left of the half. Gilbert has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And Mountain Home will inbound it in the backcourt with 16 seconds left. Gilbert will throw it to Emma Martin. Martin into the front court. 10 seconds. Martin drills to the right side, going into the lane. Further layup off the glass and in. Emma Martin with 5 points. I'm sorry, 7 points. And Jonesboro tries one last heave at the buzzer. No good, but they will go into the locker room with the one-point advantage. Our score at halftime is Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 19-18. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to your banking needs, you certainly have a choice. When you choose to bank local, you're choosing to support your local community, your local economy, your friends, and neighbors. At Integrity First Bank, we are proud to be the only local bank headquartered right here in Mountain Home. Stop in and visit us at 502 South Hickory, or visit us online to learn more about how Integrity First Bank has been serving our local friends and neighbors in Baxter and Marion counties since 1963. We value our hometown relationships, our community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.